Здравствуйте, мировые кли, великие товарищи.
Hello, world кли. Great friends.
Выпала огромная честь.
The tens of Tzafon One and Carmiel have merited the great privilege to participate in the preparation for the lesson. During this week, we connected and we want to pass on this common desire that we have to reveal the quality of bestowal. Let's connect our hearts and enter this lesson as one man in one heart. L'chaim, friends. And now we'll read something.
We read an excerpt from the source from Baal HaSulam, the love of God and the love of men. When one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two. For anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker.
Active workshop question. How will we realize in practice the connection of the hearts in the ten? Again, how will we realize in practice the connection of the hearts in the ten?
Realizing in practice the connection of our hearts, of our desires, the most important vessel we have, like we talked yesterday, is the prayer. The prayer, the request from the Creator, as it said in the excerpt, that to reach the Creator, we have to realize it through the love of friends between us and love of others in general. This is judged equally, just like the love for the Creator. So this is where we exert, and that's where we will ask together.
The microphone.
And even if we don't feel what the connection of the hearts is and don't understand what we're doing, we commit, as we are in the ten, to integrate in the friends as much as possible and make all the possible efforts to even act as if we're in that state.
And each friend, no matter what his state is, how deep or how shallow, but we have to accept that even when a friend falls, he should still feel at home, he should feel that he is a safe place, that there's room for him. On the other hand, let's not forget that we should also be directed towards the goal, to yearn, to advance, to improve, to change, not to look at yesterday, but rather to go forward and to make a stronger effort. So,
Mostly each should devote some thought to this with himself, certain attention, because eventually everything is clarified in the thoughts. So we need to try as much as possible to add ourselves inside this matter as much as possible.
Yes, we do this work against the resistance, against the fact that the Creator is constantly distancing us with a lot of determination and love and joy.
Yes, and with joy is the key word here, because it gives us that strength, the force to all the friends, every friend that wants to reach the good and sees his friends truly with all their hearts and with joy in this matter. So it softens the heart and softens the ego and gives great forces and motivation to continue on this path, to continue in the connection of our hearts.
We have to constantly care for the importance of the goal. It should be burning in a 10 according to the importance of, without the importance of the goal, our connection won't hold on. Our connection is a very special one, and we have to constantly ignite it. Beyond the importance of the goal, we should make an effort to open our hearts. As the friends are doing, the friends are giving an example to this in our 10. How much they're truly making an effort to love, truly making an effort to reach contact with the friends.
Yes, constantly add in prayer and make sure all the friends will be aimed in every possible way with joy and concern for there to be mutual bestowal here, a lack for connection, and to ask for the reforming light. So we'll put it all together.
We will read an excerpt from Rabash Love of Friends 1. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "That is, how can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which each one can help his friend."
Active workshop question. How can we help each other during the lesson to mount the trail that leads to the house of God? I'm repeating. How can we help each other during the lesson to mount the trail that leads to the house of God?
How do we help? We need to push one another to show everyone that we are truly in it, awakening each other with an example.
There was another 10 yesterday that discussed these two questions, remember? Now we are at 10 in a different state, but we're actually connecting to the same questions. So how will we help each other throughout the lesson? First of all, each friend will truly try to believe that it's not him himself, but we are all one desire in the 10, in all our thoughts, in all our efforts, in the exertion and the reward. It's all for the friends, for the general kli that ours. We want together to draw the light, so it will connect us, connect our hearts, and care for one another as we're all burning, burning for the lesson. Right, David?
Exactly. I was thinking that this is the game This is what is giving us a drive, and it's injecting so much energy, even though you personally may not have it, but you still play the game, you act towards the others, and it works. Suddenly, it gives a new frequency to the friends. It is radiating, broadcasting something altogether different, and then you turn on, because you were playing the game. You were playing, acting that degree that you're not in it, but you would like to be in it. And this is how we infect each other with this game. And this is a very beautiful ascent.
So we have many opportunities to do this to one another, things that we've received. We have the request, the need. We have the awakening that we receive from one another by the examples that we give each other. We awaken this deficiency. We have our choice in this environment, this excellent environment we were given from the Creator to advance towards Him.
Yes, we have to write down this sentence on a page. How will we help each other throughout the lesson to mount a trail that leads to the house of God, and to read it during the lesson a few times? Remember that this is our role. And the moment we remember it, when actually you want to realize it, we will want to actually realize it.
If you already said, so I actually have, by chance, it's probably opposite for the friends, but I wrote it and it's right before me now, because I think the best help is to hear the friends and to do what they say.
Yes, we should help each other. It's mostly through the prayer of one friend or another. The prayer of a person for himself is not heard.
Yes, prayer inwards, each prays for everyone else, and outwards with the spirit, high spirits, and giving strength with our readiness for our yearning and our external expression.
A prayer to the Creator from the tents of Kamiel and Tzafon 1. Dear Creator, thank you for your love, for the path you have given us, and for connecting the world clearly. Teach us how to connect more. Teach us how to love. Give us the power of bestowal, so that we may feel the common heart as one man in one heart, and give you contentment. Bring our hearts closer to you with love. Faithful and merciful King, hear the voice of the prayer of the friends. Give us the strength to withstand all the tests you send us on the way to reaching equivalence of form with you, and to fulfill all your expectations. Teach us how to connect. Join us with the intention to give you contentment. Amen.